Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for all the wonderful things you do for us. We are so grateful for this magnificent book we call the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this beautiful book, and I thank you that it is forever settled in heaven, that it cannot be changed, and so we don't have to continue to go upon revisions to the Word of God. But the Word of God always means what it says, and it never changes. So, Lord, I thank you for the book. Now, Lord, I ask you to reveal it to us today as we listen to it. And, Lord, may you reveal it to everyone that's hearing so they may walk in what you have planned for us to walk in. And we're so grateful, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this week I'm going to be teaching you a healing school. I'm going to add on to this tape here, a healing school that I've already done, and if you would like to have this entire teaching, we're going to teach on this the next few weeks, but this is a very lengthy healing school. It's about a 4-hour teaching. I would be happy to send you the audio tapes or the videotape on this teaching. So we're going to go right now into the teaching of the Word of God, a healing school. This is the way I do it, and the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex when I do one. So enjoy the healing school today. Praise the Lord Jesus.
You must absolutely know what the will of God is in the matter of healing to be able to receive by faith what is yours. Now, this is the secret. If you don't know what is yours, you cannot receive by faith something you don't know that's yours. Now, that's where I was most of my life. That's why that from 0 to 45 in my years, I had no idea that Jesus Christ healed me on the cross 2,000 years ago. I didn't know that. So by not knowing that, I could not receive something by faith that was mine. Now then, that's just like trying to do something as an engineer or whatever you do. You cannot go beyond your knowledge of any subject on this earth. I don't care if you're a lady, that's all you do, and it's a wonderful job to be a housewife and be able to stay home, and if all you do is cook and wash and do the things that a lot of wonderful ladies do, if somebody hasn't trained you or showed you how to cook, you cannot cook. I mean, if mother didn't show you, I mean, whenever that girl and that boy gets married, if she was raised up in a home where mother never took time to teach that girl how to cook, that love only lasts through the honeymoon. After that, when they come home, that boy's going to want something to eat, you know, and he's going to want a woman that knows how to cook. And if she don't know how to cook, then he's going to have to learn how to cook, or there's going to be a problem. In some cases, a lot of men today are learning how to cook because the girls are not taught by their mothers how to cook, and that's sad. But you cannot go beyond knowledge, and the Word of God is no different. You cannot go beyond knowledge. You must be taught what the Word of God says before you can have the great faith to receive from God. Now, you have to have faith. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, well, if I didn't receive from God, I didn't have faith. And I've heard people tell me, Thurman, you don't go into a place and tell my people because they don't have faith, it's because they don't have something. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's what Jesus said. I mean, I'm just repeating everything I'm going to tell you today is a repeat of what Jesus said. So if you can't believe what Jesus said, then you got a problem. And that's where we are. But you cannot have the faith that you need to receive from God healing until you've had the Word of God about healing sown in your heart. And that's why at a healing school, I teach from 3 to 5 hours at a healing school. And many times I've had people like Marilyn. Marilyn, she's not here today, but she came to either 3 or 4 healing schools before her faith. She had emphysema for
2 years.
After it was either the 3rd or the 4th one, she finally came. Of course, her husband had, you know, he said, you know, you're not going to get healed. And she said, yes, I am. She said, I see people get healed down there every month when I go. So she said, I don't know what I've done wrong, but I'm going to keep going and I'm going to receive my healing. Well, she came, and I think it was the 4th time, just a few months ago, when she came up for prayer that day, she said, Thurman, I have confessed every sin. I know the Word of God is true, and so I know today is my day to be healed from emphysema. Now, was she saying the right things? Yes, she was. Her faith was there. So I reached up and touched her and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And that woman was completely, instantly healed of
2 years of emphysema.
She can now go do everything she wants to do. But God's a faith God. I mean, why didn't he heal her the first time? I prayed for her every month. But why didn't she get healed? Because there was not sufficient faith there. She had not spent enough time building her faith, not spent enough time sowing the seeds of the Word of God into her spirit and her mind to be able to receive from her king what was rightfully hers. Because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of faith. You must know it and believe it. If you have to have this great and awesome faith, how does faith come? People said, come up to me all the time and said, Thurman, pray for me that I'll have great faith like you have. I said, that's not a scriptural prayer, so I can't do that. There's nowhere in the Word of God where the Lord told us to pray for faith. He said that faith, in Romans 10:17, he says, faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. Psalms 107:20, the Lord says, and he sent forth his Word and healed them. So if he sent forth his Word and healed them, then you must have the Word of God in you, because if you come to a healing school and you hear these mighty promises that I'm going to go over today and everything that Jesus done for you on the cross, the devil is going to have a hard time deceiving you from this day forth. If you'll believe just everything I'm going to teach you today, he will have a very difficult time of deceiving you. And when you learn what's rightfully yours, you'll be able to do just exactly what I did. In fact, the day that I got a hold of this magnificent word up here on this logo that says sozo, that happened about 20 years ago. When I learned that the word sozo means all five of those words in red: saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. When I learned that word meant that, that's the night that my faith came to a level to walk in divine health. When I learned that Jesus did all those things for me on the cross, when those became a revelation to me from the Word of God, I said, Lord, tonight I receive you as my healer, and from this day forth I am made whole, and I will never have another sick day in my life. And in 20 years, 65 years old today, I can do anything I could do when I was 35 years old, and I guarantee I blow and go all the time. I'm up night and day, and I know no limitations, and I have not had one sick day in 20 years. Now then, what does God do for you by faith? Whatever you can grasp. You don't have to be sick no more. As a Christian, Jesus came not only to save you, but he came to heal you. He came to make you whole. He didn't come to make you sick and afflicted and torment you. He came and made you whole on the cross 2,000 years ago, and he's waiting for you to receive by faith what he already has done. Technically speaking, we should never have to have anyone pray for us for healing. When we get a hold of the fact that what happens is when we sin, or when our parents sin, or when our grandparents sin, or when our great-great-grandparents sin, four generations back opens the door to the demonic world for Satan to come along to torment you, according to the Word of God. So, when you, say you're coming along and you're a young person, 15, 20, 25 years old, and you should in no wise, your physical body should in no wise be nothing but perfect when you're that age. But let's say that you start coming down with sickness, disease, cancer, or whatever. Maybe you're only 5 years old. Maybe you're only 3 months old. Or maybe like the little girl the other day, it was 4 weeks old and her liver's failing. Amazing, isn't it, how that we think. I used to question, Lord, I don't understand how you can make a precious little body like that and in 30 days the liver fails. There's something wrong. You know how long a liver should last? 120 years. Easy. No problem. If that body is taken care of, but if the sins of the fathers are passed to the children, to the third and the fourth generation, then our sins open the door to Satan and his demonic host to come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. So when you get a case like this precious little 3 or 4 week old baby girl the other day that was rushed to the hospital, liver failing, and a doctor, after he checked her, he told the mother, said, you better spend some time with your baby, because in a matter of a few days, your baby's liver will quit functioning and your baby will die. There's nothing we can do. One of the ladies that comes to this church and had been here for a year and a half, and she knew these principles. She knew that her relative had brought this little girl in an illicit sex affair. She knew the adultery had been done, and she knew that was a sin, and she knew that had opened the door to the demonic world, and she knew that girl, which was a Baptist Christian, would have to repent. Now, she'd never been taught this in her Baptist church. Although she went to church, if she'd have been taught much about holiness, she'd have known she should have never went to bed with a boy that she wasn't married to. I think everybody kind of technically knows that, but we don't realize there's a super consequence to breaking the laws of God. But there is. So she had transgressed the law. She had opened the door to the demonic world. Satan had come in to kill this little girl, and she's 3 or 4 weeks old, and she's dying. When Gloria got her relative to repent and move out and make God a promise she would not have any more sex with that boy unless she married him first after she repented, then Gloria goes in, and the little baby's under glass, so she goes up and she puts her hands on the glass, and she acts on Mark 16, 17, and 18. Now, in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, the Word of God makes us a promise. Jesus himself said, he's getting ready to go back to heaven, he said, "And these signs shall follow those that believe." Now, you got to be a believing believer. You got to act on God's Word. Now then, once the sin had been repented of, now the demon can be cast out. So Gloria quoted those verses, Mark 16, 17, and 18, where Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name you shall drive out devils or demons." So she went up and laid her hands over the glass, couldn't get to the little baby, and told the devil that his legal right to this little girl had been removed, and he had to leave in the name of Jesus. And so she commanded that demon of infirmity that was killing that little girl to leave. Now she said, "Father, in the last part of verse 18, you told me to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover." So she said, "Lord, I can't get in there to this little baby, but I'm by faith laying my hands on this child." Now, by faith, you don't have to touch them. But she did it by faith. And as she did that, within 1 hour, that little girl was completely well. And today, from October to today, that little girl is back at home doing wonderfully well. Now, what was causing the death of that little child? The legal right of the devil because of the mother's sin. People do not realize that their sins are passed to their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren up to 4 generations. Now, that's very clearly laid out in God's Word, but it's obvious that people don't believe that. Most mothers and fathers, "Well, I haven't looked outside yet. And so I was busy reading about it." I mean, it's time, so just like the other day when I went to and teach a healing school, they want me to start at 9:30. I started at 9:30. We went all the way till 12, and we took a lunch break, and we were in there about an hour, and then we came out, and I taught 2 more hours. I taught 5 solid hours of intensive teaching, and I opened my Bible. I took no notes, no outlines, no nothing, and I opened my Bible one time to read 2 verses, and I could have quoted them also. But for 5 hours of intensive teaching, I didn't even have to have a Bible with me. I had it all up here and in here.
We'll continue on right there tomorrow with a healing school. I'd like to invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you free and postpaid audio and video tapes of our teaching. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you can see many of our tapes listed. So praise the Lord Jesus. He loves you. Continue to serve him. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.